Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she cutting me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neural Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neural Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Emily Levesque, and I work for Thrifty Duchess.
Okay, there we go. And what do you do at Thrifty Duchess? Yeah, I feel like you got to be a jack of all trades if you work at this place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of going through clothes, pricing clothes, mm-hmm. hanging clothes.
Yeah.
Pricing other things.
That's right.
Yeah.
And how long have you been with them for?
A year now.
Okay, time flies.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. And so what about this industry appeal to you? Were you already a thrifter, or are you becoming a thrifter because of the store?
I was not a thrifter. I grew up going to garage sales with my grandma when I was younger on the weekends.
Okay.
But other than that, before I moved here 2 years ago, I never stepped into a thrift store.
2 years ago? So you moved in here like during pandemic or right before the pandemic?
2021.
Oh, that doesn't help me.
Okay. Would have been just after.
Just after.
Yeah.
Okay. So what brought you to Fort McMurray?
Family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And my boyfriend got a job here.
Yeah.
So I was down home in New Brunswick, and he was up here, and all my family was here.
Yeah.
So I was like, why am I really home, honestly?
Yeah, by yourself. Yeah. So New Brunswick, but you were saying you spoke French, like that's your first language.
Yes.
So what part of New Brunswick are you from?
Northern New Brunswick.
Okay.
So I live about a 30-minute drive from the Quebec border.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So a Francophone community?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So when did you learn how to speak English?
Because
you speak it so well. Like, if you didn't tell me prior to, like, I would have had no idea.
I learned English very young.
Okay.
Because where I'm from is also, like, bilingual.
Right.
But I like to say that I learned English from watching Barney when I was younger.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like you live vicariously through your children. So when I had a son, it's one of my, I wish I could speak a different language. I can't. I can barely speak English. So I made sure that he learned how to speak French right off the get-go. So we put him in a fully French day home. He was like the only kid who had parents who didn't speak any French. And he has the cutest little ways of like saying and pronouncing things now. And he's fully bilingual. I'm like, this is just a good decision on my behalf.
Yeah.
So you're fully bilingual in both. Okay.
Yes.
Does that mean you can speak and write?
Yes.
Jeez, you're smart.
What are you thinking?
I think in French. And I also count in French, which can also be hard because I don't really know my numbers in English.
Right.
Especially the big numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a question, and I would have never have thought about this, but we had a guest, and this came up. What language do you dream in?
I dream in.
Yes. I know.
I feel like it depends who's in my dream.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of French people and I know a lot of just English people.
Right. Oh, fascinating.
Yeah.
So you dream based on like
who's in it.
Consider it.
I love that answer. What a good answer. I never would have thought about it. We had a lady come on the show who speaks, like, I think she said, like, 9 languages. And English was one of the last languages that she learned. But she's been speaking it for so long now that she says she dreams in English. And I'm like, wow, I would have never thought about that. So that's cool how you dream in two different languages. Okay, very neat. Now, let's talk about your style for a little bit, because all of you guys came in. You have an entourage with you for everybody at home, and you're dressed differently. So explain your style a little bit to us, please.
I like to go for the more 70s, boho, hippie-ish type of style.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how were you influenced by that decade?
The music.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's talk happily.
Yeah, like let's talk about it. What kind of what kind of music? What are we listening to?
A lot of Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Love Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Grew up on them. Also grew up on Elvis Presley, but that's more like 50s, 60s-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Named my dogs after both Stevie Nicks and Elvis Presley. So
nice.
Love them a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, music has influenced me a lot.
Yeah.
Through my whole life.
Right.
I went through every single phase of music.
Okay.
So I listened to a lot of things.
And so with this 70s influence, was that when you were like garage selling with your grandma? Is that something you listened to your parents? Is this like on the radio? Did your family have records? Like how did that come onto your radar?
So my grandfather, biggest Elvis fan I know.
Yeah.
So the Elvis, me loving Elvis the way that I do came from him.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is a big rock and roll fan.
Yeah.
So I grew up on every single era of rock and roll.
Okay.
Yeah. I also grew up on a lot of like the old country, but I don't really.
That's not your genre of choice.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Fascinating. So listening to all this music, it's obviously in English. Are there French musicians that you listen to as well?
There are a few songs.
Yeah.
Like Céline Dion.
Yeah.
Love her French music.
Yeah.
Love her French music. I don't gravitate towards French music, but there are some songs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like. There goes my French coming out there.
Yeah, you
can't
find
my words.
That's okay. Hey, there's not a problem with a lull or trying to look for your words at all. We speaking about Celine Dion, we had a office. We're gonna call it a mixer because I don't want to call it like a party. And sometimes we throw bangers, so it wasn't a banger and wasn't a party. It was like a mixer, and one of the guests, like we were talking about, who do you think is the first Canadian artist, like musician, to like really like break through not only into like North America but globally. And there were some names thrown around and I thought they were all good, and then she threw down the gauntlet of Celine Dion and it stopped everybody in their tracks and we all wanted to bash it, but I think she was the first Canadian international like huge success.
I think so too. Honestly.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, because I've never really thought about it.
Yeah.
But
because we got some like great singers. You got Drake, you got Bieber, but obviously they're new. So like, who was it before? And I was just like, we all had some really good names. But then I really do think Celine was.
Yeah, because she started when she was fairly young.
Mm-hmm. Like we're talking about the 80s, right? So I don't know who was. Hey, anybody at home, if you want to get involved in this conversation, Celine Dion is currently the winner. But I think she was the one to like really break through. Well, Shania Twain from You Guys Can't Hear, the entourage is saying Shania. That's what I thought too.
Yes.
But Celine is before Shania. Yeah. So, like, you got to say number one billing, right? So outside of that music, you said you've listened to all different type of genres. What other kind of genres of music have you listened to that you're into? We love music here. Me and Tanner go back and forth with it all the time.
I was just talking to Janice about this yesterday, the day before, Nirvana.
Oh.
The impact that Nirvana has had on me.
Okay.
And just, I don't really listen their music anymore.
Okay.
I still appreciate it and I still know most of their songs.
Yeah.
But I just
I'm not gonna get myself in trouble and ask anybody their age in here today. So but Nirvana to me, like I grew up when that was happening. And so for me, like I love Nirvana. I listen to it now, but like at the time when it came out, I was more into like rap at the time. That was just what I was listening to. But Nirvana is a great band. But I'm assuming, it's an assumption, and I'm not asking for age, that you were not a part of that music when it was coming out. No. Okay, so you're finding you're finding after the fact.
Yeah, okay. I'm the baby of the crew.
Okay, okay, good. Okay, fair enough. No, Nirvana's a great, great band.
Yeah.
So, are you giving me the... No, okay. So, being the baby of the group and listening to music, I'm assuming you were not one to thumb through CDs at a record store. You're listening to it, like, through downloading music.
Surprisingly enough, I do have quite the big collection of vinyl.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, that's why I don't make assumptions. Okay, so how did you get into collecting vinyl?
I got into collecting vinyl when I was 15.
Okay.
So that's almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, I just started randomly one day. I think it was the social media scene at that stage where people were starting to get into it.
Right. Right.
So I asked for a record player, and I had this teeny tiny suitcase one. That's what I had gotten for my birthday.
Right.
And my first record was Abbey Road.
What a great first record.
Yeah, 15-year-old me knew what was up, honestly.
Wow.
And yeah, Abbey Road. And then my collection just grew from there. And now I don't know the number.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
That's a great first record. We'll talk about records when we come back, but Tanner just tapped his phone. It's time for the Max City Minute, but before we jump into that, Carrie, please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end, and during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What do you find has been the best part of becoming a thrifter?
The deals and the people. The people that I met through thrifting. The first thrift store that I ever walked into was Thrifty Dutch Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So... Yeah, so I met Janice through that.
Yeah.
Kind of, initially. We would talk here and there. Not so much, though.
Right.
We became more closer when I started working there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, just the community of thrifting. And there also the sick deals that you can get.
There you go.
Question number two. What is your favorite part of working at a thrift shop?
Digging. Oh, love digging.
Explain the terminology.
Just opening a bag and digging. Just going through it.
Okay. I get you.
Question number three. What is your favorite song to dance to?
Ooh. Depends what type of mood I'm in.
Okay.
It really depends. Lately, I have been...
Hard questions, Tanner.
It is a hard question. This is a really hard question for me.
Yeah.
Lately, it's been a lot of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
A lot of Taylor Swift.
T-Swift, nice.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie.
There we go.
Not hiding it.
There we go.
Question number four. What is one item you hope to come across in your thrift journey?
Any cool, like, Elvis memorabilia. I just got back from Saskatoon, and I found this. I didn't know what it was. I just seen his face on it. And I looked at the lady and I was like, can I see that? And it was inside a glass case. And she pulled it out and it's a portable ashtray. And I was like, what is that? And I opened it up and I was like, how would you use this? I bought it because it had his face on it. And I just thought it was really cool. And I put it in my shrine.
Right.
But yeah, if I could come across
Elvis
some stuff. Yeah, Elvis stuff.
Okay.
Just any Elvis stuff.
And your final question, what is one song that you think sounds best on vinyl?
I know the answer to this.
There's no right answers.
I know.
One really cool one is would have to be Money by Pink Floyd.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is one of the right answers. Yep.
But honestly, any song from that album just sounds really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And those have been your five questions.
Okay, I got loads of questions just based on Tanner's five questions. How do you use a portable ashtray? Like, that makes, I don't even understand.
I don't know. I have it. I just have it. I still have it in its box, and it's by my cups that I have.
Yeah.
Velvises, and it's just there.
Tanner, let's hear it.
There's a few different designs, allegedly. There's one you can, like, clip to your belt and just works like a car cup holder ashtray you can just tap in. And then some of them work like a little case or a box that'll have, like, a slide on it, and you just tap it into that little compartment and then close it and throw it back in your pocket.
Right.
It was for when you could, like, smoke inside, but you would be, like, going to, like, a play or something. You didn't want
to. See? Tanner crushing it as usual. I was just like, why the heck would you ever need a portable ashtray? That's, like, the component I couldn't understand.
Yeah, well, when Elvis was doing it live, anybody could smoke inside, so it was probably, like, a merch thing you could buy.
Yeah.
For, like, smoking inside at the concert or, like,
right.
Anytime you go in it, anywhere, you know?
Right. Tanner, thank you, man. Appreciate
that.
Okay, with vinyl, my dad is big into records, tone arms, amps, speakers, like the whole nine yards, hundreds, if not thousands of records to date. When you collect these records, like, what are you looking for? Where are you going to find them? Like, what are gems for you?
I've gotten a lot lately at the music room.
Mm. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's the only record store that we have here.
Here
in
town. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Which
I totally forget that we have. My bad.
It's a really cool spot.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Sunrise Records. Mm-hmm. I have gotten a lot from my collection at record expos.
Okay.
Actually, I've only ever been to one, and it was in New Brunswick.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Now here's my next question when it comes to records. When you're buying them, because definitely depending on, like, the system that you have, like, some records are just not well kept. So if you're getting them from a thrift store or a market or secondhand, are you inspecting it to see if the record can play on your system? Or you're just like, yeah, you know what? I don't care. If it's the record I'm looking for, I'm going for it.
If I want to listen to it, I definitely do look at the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Just look in the light bit, and you can kind of see where the scratches are.
That's right.
If it's too scratched up, maybe you can save it, maybe not. Depends on what record it is. Maybe I'll just buy it. I've never personally been in that scenario.
Yeah.
So, it all depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The records are so expensive.
Yeah.
And even I have a few that I've purchased lately. And I'm just like, man, but it's worth it when you get them. Like, I have this one record. It's the Arctic Monkeys. And, the first one.
Yeah.
And I knew when they came out. I've been listening. I'm an old man. So when they came out, I bought the CD. And I have the digital version as well. And then, like, when I got the record, I got that, right? And you could totally hear the difference on the record. It's crazy. Like, you can hear somebody in the background was smoking and lit a match, and I'm just like, holy crap, you can hear that. So, like, I put the CD in next, and no, you can't hear it on the CD. Yeah. Like, it's such a rich way to listen to music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rich is right.
Yeah, Rich is right. That's exactly it, because that record cost me an arm and a leg. And the one that I'm looking for right now, when I say looking, like, if I really looked, I could find it, is Erykah Badu, Baduism, her first record. Like, that would be a sweet find. But Abbey Road for your first one, like,
what a first record. And then I went... My second one was Rumors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Killing it.
She's in rough shape, though.
Yeah.
I played it over and over and over again, and I don't even think I can listen to it anymore. I need a new one.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Tanner's tapped his watch about four times, so that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, you got a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I would like to give a shout-out to Courtney Sweeney at The Corridor. She is amazing, and she is also a fellow thrifter. She's made it very clear, and she also has come to us a few times.
There we go.
Just shop around and stuff. Love her.
Good shout out. Good shout out. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.